greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our new Standing Watch program. On December 24, the Senate adopted its version of the health care bill after a critical vote was obtained by the Senate on December 21. Now, of course, the Senate still got to reconcile its version with the House bill, but today I'm not going to address the contents of those bills. I've done that to an extent in prior programs. Today I'd like to talk about the mythology, the methods used, which were employed in order to get to that bill. Let me read to you first from an article by the Wall Street Journal, which was dated December 21. Change nobody believes in. A bill so reckless that it has to be rammed through on a partisan vote on Christmas Eve. Democrats barely are even bothering to pretend to care what's in it. Not that any senator has a chance to digest it. The rushed, secretive way that a bill this destructive and unpopular is being forced on the country shows that the reform has devolved into the raw exercise of political power for the single purpose of permanently expanding the American entitlement state. The only goal is to ram it into law while the political window is still open and clean up the mess later. Well, Fox News explained in detail what concessions, quote-unquote, were obtained by the senators in order to vote for that bill, because after all, 60 votes were needed in order to ram it through, as the Wall Street Journal has said. In an article dated December 21, let me just give you a few examples of what happened, what transpired. It says here, Senate Democrats said the payoffs are nothing unusual and, in fact, typical. People fight for their own states. That's the nature of a democracy, one senator said. This is just part of the normal legislative process, another senator said. Now, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that what I'm going to tell you now is what's usually happening when a specifically important bill, perceived to be important, is being enacted. But that doesn't make it right. And I may also say that probably things got worse. I wouldn't doubt that either. The article goes on to say that one senator won between $100 million and $300 million in additional federal aid for her state's Medi-Cal population. The deal secured before she cast her critical vote in favor of bringing the health bill to the floor was immediately dubbed as the Louisiana Purchase, though the actual Louisiana Purchase was considerably cheaper. Then there is an example given by the Vermont senator, who boasted Saturday that he requested and won an investment worth between $10 and $14 billion for community health centers. Western states secured higher federal reimbursement rates for doctors and hospitals that serve Medicare patients. The provision covers the low population frontier states and applies to Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. The latter two states are both represented by two Republicans, but ended up as beneficiaries anyway, since they qualify. Then it goes on to say that Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania will have their seniors' Medicare Advantage benefits protected, even as the program sees massive cuts elsewhere. Then it goes on to say that one unknown state is receiving $100 million for a health care facility affiliated with an academic health center at a university that contains the state's only public academic medical and dental school. It's unclear for which state that language was written, but you can be rest assured it was written for a senator who otherwise wouldn't have voted for the bill. Then it goes on to say that Nebraska's Nelson, now that's the one which was of course highly popularized, he won permanent federal aid for a state's expanded Medicaid population, a benefit worth up to $100 million over 10 years. Other states get the federal aid for 3 years, but Nebraska's benefit is indefinite. The reason? Well, he wanted to have that concession so he would vote for the bill. Goes on to say, his state also got an exemption for nonprofit insurance companies from a health insurance company tax. Many believe this was targeted at Mutual of Omaha. So we see even interest groups are involved here. Obviously they are. And so what we are seeing is that concessions are being given, payoffs are being made, political maneuvering is being done, bribery is being done to an extent, so that a corrupt system can be upheld in order to get a bill which people feel is a good bill, I suppose, at least some do, but the main interest was to get some help, some benefit for their own state. The whole thing is utterly selfish. I don't care about the goal if the means and methods employed are wrong. God is not amused by this. God is not blessing these kind of endeavors. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that if God doesn't build a house, those who toil and labor, they toil and labor in vain, in futility. It's not going to do any good. This whole thing is corrupt. God hates it. The whole system which is being employed, if in fact it is true that that is the way democracy works, is something which has proven to be an utter failure. Because this goes for any other system invented by men. That is why Jesus Christ has to come back to restore the kingdom of God here on this earth, so that those who are in power today won't be able to continue these kind of maneuverings. You know, my friends, in Old Testament times, in the book of Hosea, we read that God gave a king to the people in his wrath, and he took him away in his anger. In other words, he was so upset about the people that he let them do their own thing. He was involved. I mean, nothing happens which God doesn't know about, but he was angry. The people had turned their back on God, so God turned his back on the people. Is it so much different today when we read these kind of mythology, which is an abomination in God's eyes? We also read in the book of Hosea that the people elected a king and elected princes, but not of me, says God. People didn't care about what God had to say about these things. He didn't care about, or they didn't care about what God felt about a leader, whether that should be the leader or whether that should be somebody else. They only cared about their selfish interests. What we are seeing today is corrupt to the core. It smells to high heaven. God is not going to bless the thing, no matter what the outcome is. It is an abomination in his eyes. The question is it also an abomination in your eyes? Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.